By the time Muriel had finished, Judge Harlow was sitting up straight in his chair on the other side of the bench, literally keeping his distance from Erdai. Arthur rose for redirect examination. "Mr. Erdai, can you explain to Judge Harlow why you would take such risks to yourself for your nephew's sake?" Erno studied the rail on the witness box for quite some time. "This family, my family, we survived a lot. I mean, they had a hell of a time in the Second World War, and then in 1956, my father took part in the revolt." Erno screwed up his face. "He was killed. He was shot and then hung from his feet on the lamppost in front of our house. To tell it like it was, our neighbors sold him out to the AVH, the secret police, and my mother and my sister and me. It was quite a story, getting out of there and getting here. And then Collins, my nephew, he was the only child either of us had, my sister and me. And I knew if he went to prison for the rest of his life, then that was it. I felt he could be something, Collins. He was smart, just stuck in a tough spot. But I thought I owed it to my father, to my mother, too, to the whole family, to try to get him one more chance. I had to do what I could." Arthur waited to see if Erno would offer more, but he'd said his piece. "All right, then, one more area. Ms. Wynne raised questions about the motives for your testimony. Can you tell us why you agreed to speak to Judge Sullivan and me? Why you decided to tell the truth about what happened on July 4th, 1991? Predictably, Muriel stood up to object to the assumption that Erno was telling the truth. The judge brushed her aside, the way he'd done to Arthur a couple of times. "There's nothing like dying, I'll tell you. I spend a lot of the day being scared. You know it's coming, and there's nothing you can do. Guys on their deathbed, they rediscover their faith, and I've rediscovered mine. I listen to the priest, and I think a lot. I've done a lot of terrible things, but it comes in your mind eventually that you have it in your power to make things better. And that's what got me thinking about Gandalf. He's been over there every day for 9+ years now, and he knows every day, just like me, it's coming. It's coming, and he can't do nothing about it. Like me, only he doesn't deserve it. If I just tell the truth, he gets out from under. He's going through what I am going through every day, but he doesn't have to. That's what I kept thinking. I can't change it for me, but I can change it for him. All I have to do is do what's right." The judge asked Muriel if she had any redirect. After conferring with Larry, she said no. "Mr. Erdai," said the judge, "you are excused." Harlow studied Erno a moment longer, then added in a flat voice, "Good luck to you, sir," and without looking back, left the bench.